Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. We welcome and you invite you to listen every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. as we take a closer look at exciting news, information, education, and global communication issues. We have a lot going on today. So today's show, we're going to be talking to Nicole Payne, who is the principal over at the Yes Academy in Paterson, New Jersey. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the Trayvon killing of that young man down in Sanford, Florida. And, wow, have you noticed how they're trying to demonize the young man? So we're going to be talking a lot about that. Also, now Gus Henningberg is listening in, and he is on the way to recuperation, and we hope that it's going to be complete. And I just want to give you another fact about Gus, a couple of facts about Gus. Did you know that he was a senior correspondent on New Jersey Nightly News? Well, he was some years ago. And he created and organized the first national effort for black sports celebrities to support civil rights. Co-chairs were Bill Russell, Gail Sayers, and Bill White. Yes, I said that. Okay, so that's a couple more facts that you may not have known about Gus. The other thing that we'd like to tell you, too, is that he mediated the settlement of the nation's longest public housing rent strike at Newark Stella Wright Homes and returned the management of these homes to the tenants. Now, once again, I'm Kay Thompson. Welcome. And this is the Kay and Gus Show. And thank you for listening. We're on live every Wednesday from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. And about the Trayvon killing, the Trayvon Martin case out there in Florida. Do you realize that, you know, this is a process now we've gotten to of the demonization of this kid? Have you noticed that the pictures are just a little bit different? Why is that so? That's been going on for many, many years. I can tell you that when we were on WLIB, when WLIB was the most controversial station in the metropolitan area, WLIB was the talk show side for inner-city broadcasting, which has since, and unfortunately, I don't think it's really existing anymore, but WLIB was one of the hottest stations, you know, in the metropolitan area. We covered all kinds of issues. Among those were, of course, and this has been going on for years and years and years, the brutality and the meanness, the viciousness of some police departments. In this case, we were on the air in New York City, and of course, our listening audience, you know, extended quite far in the metropolitan area. We were heard in I don't know how many different states surrounding and cities surrounding WLIB. The sister station was WBLS. You all may remember WBLS. That was the music side of WLIB. Well, we had a lot of things going on during that time. Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton on MSNBC, he can tell you about these things because he was involved with a lot of, you know, solving and bringing these police brutality cases, you know, to the community, as was Reverend Dr. Herbert Daughtry, whose church is now participating in, and in fact, they're leading, you know, a march in the New Jersey City area. It may be finished by now, but we're going to be talking to him, you know, later on during the months to come. And I remember when we were doing WLIB early on, when I first went to WLIB radio. I did a magazine-type show. One of the segments that I developed was called Police Report, and that's when Dr. Ali Al-Rahman of The Guardians, you know, brought policemen who were involved with and concerned about community and about all the things that were going on in the community. And at that time, believe me, there were a lot of brutality. There was a lot of brutality and a lot of shootings, you know, perpetrated by a lot of different police departments around this country. This is no secret. We all know this, okay? If you look at the New Jersey State Troopers, for goodness sakes, they were on the line, you know, for always stopping black citizens, always stopping people of color, black and Latino. So what was up with that? So this is not new. But I'll tell you one thing. What seems to be happening now is this is a firestorm. The way these kids are rallying now, there seems to be a new movement, and I'm glad to see it. It's about time. If you remember the names like, Eleanor Bumpers. I don't know if you remember that lady who was, you know, shot shotgunned, you know, while she was in her apartment house. This was an older grandmother. I don't know if you remember names like that. Do you remember Yusuf Hawkins? Do you remember Abner Louima in Jersey? Do you remember Sean Bell just about a year and a half ago? Do you remember Amadou Diallo? Amadou Diallo, everyone, had over 40 shots in him. And that, of course, was done by the NY. I don't know if it was the New York Police Department or the Bronx Police Department, but it was done in New York City, okay? So we all remember those things and many others. Do you remember just not too long ago, this young man who I think was, you know, he had something wrong with him, some mental problems, or it may have been schizophrenia or ever, whatever it was. He was on the fire escape, and he wouldn't get off the fire escape, and he was shot by, you know, one of the finest. Come on. You know, let's get with this. Let's get in back of this young man's family, you know, in Sanford, Florida. And say that no more, okay? No more. It's gone on long enough. Some of our activists early on, you know, they were so involved with this kind of thing. It was a shock. As a matter of fact, when I first encountered all the police brutality, you know, I mean, I was unaware. You know how some people are just uninformed up to a certain point, and then you grow up. Now, going on WIB had to be over 20 or 25 years ago. Okay, yeah, I'm older, sure, but I'm still going to be talking about the things that I'm concerned with. And Gus and I have reinvented ourselves. We have invented ourselves on Blog Talk Radio. So not only are we heard locally and nationally, now we can be heard all over the globe. As a matter of fact, when Congressman Donald Payne was alive and traveling to all those African countries, well, guess what? He was our congressional contact. So that's how we knew what was going on with the various African countries that he brought information from to the Congress of the United States of America. Some of them weren't even concerned about Africa. A lot of them didn't even know about the genocide going on in Africa. Okay? Now, I'll tell you another thing. If you Google, if you're on the computer, and if you look at Sinead, what is her name? She is a singer, you know, a vocalist, Sinead O'Connor. If you Google her, she has a very interesting site on. She's telling you about black history that maybe you didn't know. Now, she's an Irish woman, and she is saying that what is wrong with everyone, because we have one mother, and that mother is from Africa. In other words, the evolution of man came from Africa. Do you remember Dr. Yosef Ben Yekinen? Well, Dr. Ben, been trying to get in touch with him for some time. Dr. Jeffries, if you're listening, Reverend Al, if you're listening, I was over at ANC headquarters about sometime this summer and couldn't see Dr. Ben because I think he's in somewhere in Co-op City. Many of you might know what I'm talking about. But this is Kay Thompson. I am Kay Thompson, and Gus Henningberg and I have connected to do this show. Well, we connected more than one way, but he is okay. He's listening, but he's recouping from, an illness. So anyway, we are going to be talking to Nicole Payne, and Nicole Payne is the principal of Yes Academy. Now, this is a unique school, and I have to say that they are very concerned, you know, with this case. And you're going to find that the worst thing that a mother can do is to tell your child and to inform your child, your son, you know, not to be very, very careful around the very people who were supposed to protect him. I remember when my son Eric was going off to college, going to Hampton, you know, in Virginia, Hampton University. And I had to sit him down and tell him, Eric, when you are driving, or after we drop you off and, you know, you'll have a car and so forth and so on, when you are driving, make sure that if a state police person, if a state trooper stops you on the highway, do not say anything. Be very courteous, et cetera, et cetera. Do you realize how painful that is? That's the biggest pain in the, you know what? How dare we have to be put in this kind of situation? How dare we have to be put in this this psychological burden? You know, I had to actually tell him to cut down on his own vibrant personality. Am I angry? Damn right I'm angry. Of course I'm angry. This stuff has gone on long enough. Now, I have to say this, too, that some of the kids, you know, who might have gone on a rampage down there, look, I want to tell you something. If you do something wrong, you got to make sure that, you know, if you're doing something wrong, listen, you have to take the punishment for it. So let's not disrespect Trayvon, okay? So let's get that together. But I'm really glad to be here I am elsewhere. In fact, I'm all alone, so I hope I'm, you know, right up with our with our time. We hope that we're going to be talking to very shortly Nicole Payne, and I want to talk to her about. She is online. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Kay. How are you doing?
I'm
here as well.
And you are?
I'm Chad Montague,
teacher
at Yes Academy.
Yes,
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks. Glad to have you guys, I'm telling you. You have to forgive me. You know, when I start talking, there's no stopping, especially if it's a subject very close to my heart. And, of course, this case with this young man in Florida is very close. Now, I want to thank you, Nicole. You are the principal of Yes Academy, and you have two teachers with you, I think, one or two. And Yes Academy, tell us, it's in Paterson, New Jersey. You're the principal. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. About 2 years ago, Yes Academy was started to deal with students who are overage and undercredited. We
mm-hmm.
found that there are certain students, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they may be 1 to 3 years behind in their high school education. So our mission and our purpose is to not only help them academically, but to also help them with some of those social and behavioral issues that they may be experiencing and to support them through that process, because a lot of times when one wants to change their life, that is great, but they need the support there, and that's what we represent at Yes Academy. We've been in existence coming up to our second year, and we've been very successful so far. The students are great. The staff is wonderful as well. You know, I couldn't lead this without having a great support staff. And Chad Montague, the English teacher who's on the line, he's part of that mission. And he's really, you know, I can't really take any credit for that movie except for the video clip, except for the fact that, you know, I put all the right people in place. But
yeah,
he and Mr. Jackson, it's really their brainchild, and they worked with the students through this process.
I see. Listen, let me ask you this. How does one go about getting into the Yes Academy? What are the requirements?
Well, you're referred actually by one of your local, the comprehensive high schools. So if you go to JFK, John F. Kennedy in Paterson, or E5 High School, you know, got a lot of fame back in the day with Joe Clark and the movie Lean On Me.
Joe is an old friend, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear me? Yeah, he's an old friend. We had him
mm-hmm.
on the air a number of times on WLIB.
Yes,
but go
and,
on.
And they're referred to us from those schools. So when personnel at the comprehensive high schools identify students who are falling behind, they send us a reference, and then we take a look at their records, and we accept them in. We have roughly
mm-hmm.
between 90 and 100 students on roll.
Wow. Wow, wow. And, Chad, do you tell us a little bit about what the students seem to want when they get there? Do they have preferences? In other words, did they come to Yes Academy because they wanted to study one thing over another? And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, having taught school, sometimes textbooks can be pretty darn dull. And I always believe in interactive learning, interactive teaching. So, Chad, can you address that for me?
Sure. I think our students, first and foremost, what they want is that they've made a decision that despite whatever obstacles they may have experienced earlier in their high school education, that they want to get a high school diploma and not a GED. So they've made
uh-huh.
the commitment to really really commit themselves really at a high level, because we do tend to try to get them caught up as quickly as possible. But because we are an alternative high school, we do lots of alternative things to just keep them engaged and to make the experience something that's going to be memorable, something that's going to really change their lives and not just provide an education. And so we do all sorts of things at our school that many people would find unconventional. In our history classes, for instance, our students don't just study history during the day. They have live blogs that they do every evening, and the blogs are playing on the monitors in classrooms during the day. We have Facebook pages where we share information, where we give out assignments via Facebook, and the kids can turn in assignments via Facebook. I know I have a Twitter account, and I tweet information at the kids from time to time. We have peer tutors that the kids can volunteer to tutor each other, and they can gain extra credit and do different things like that. And then, of course, under the direction of Ms. Payne, who's just given the staff just a lot of freedom to do these kind of innovative things, we're able to do things like create the video for Trayvon Martin And using a lot of, you know, current technology. The video was shot entirely with very high-tech video cameras and iPhone 4Ss and put together on MacBooks and iMacs and done in iMovies. So those are the types of things that can get a student who maybe was off track, get them motivated to come to school every day, to be engaged in class, to get the homework done, and to really be a part of what we like to consider our Yes Academy family.
That sounds like a great institution, really. And I was very impressed, I have to say, with the video. Having done a lot of television work and video and all that kind of thing, I'm very impressed with what they did, and also their sincerity on camera. I know that they had to be very angry hearing about the story of Trayvon, and I know that probably some of them have been subjected to these kind of stops. So can you sort of give us an idea about what their feelings were in doing the video or what their feelings were about this whole incident?
Yeah, well, the video really came about in two ways. One, it was a function, again, of some of the innovative things that we do in the classroom. We use something called Newspapers in Education, which gives us access to the Star Ledger online. And
we've been
reading about the tragedy for a couple of days in class, just reading the different articles, and not just reading the articles, but dissecting the way the information was presented in the newspaper, things like the language that was used, the vocabulary that is used, but also just the location of the stories in the newspaper and how the stories were moved from one section of the paper to another, eventually making its way all the way up to the front page of the paper and what that signified. And the kids really kind of keyed in on the fact that very early on in the development of this story that it wasn't necessarily presented in a way that it wasn't front page news. The first articles that we read were really very far back in the A section, and then we had to discuss things like what the difference is between the A section and B section of the newspaper. And so by the time we got to the middle of the week, a lot of the students had came to myself and came to Mr. Dafson, and it was just kind of going around the school as to what we could do to show our support, since we're all the way in Paterson, New Jersey. And
that's
it just
so
kind of floated
far,
around that we would do a video.
Jim, did you hear me? That's not so far. I mean, Chad, that's not so far. I used to teach at Passaic School, number 10, in Passaic, New Jersey. So that's not too far from you.
Okay.
So when the kids are involved in this, now is the broadcast area or media or the Internet, the social services, if you will, are they leaning toward that in teaching? Because the fact that a lot of people, you know, some older teachers are kind of, you know, stuck in sort of like a time zone almost. They will use computers, some won't, and some of them are afraid of them, and they're just not up on where they should be, but there are a lot who are. These students can probably teach the teachers. Do you find that?
Very often they can, but I think what a lot of teachers would find if they could just kind of open up their minds a little bit. I mean, I'm an English teacher, of course, so I have a degree in English, but my tract in English was 18th century literature, which is, you know, certainly not something that I find that a lot of my kids are particularly interested in. But if you are willing to use the technology that's out there and find ways to engage them, what we found is that when the information is presented in a way that's accessible to a 21st century student, that they can be just as excited about Shakespeare, about Milton, about reading the newspaper, about being engaged in all the different things that you would expect the student to be engaged in. They just need it to be presented in a way that's accessible for them.
That is
and they're
so
very much
children
of the digital age, so we have to operate in that sphere.
Yeah, that is so true. And a lot of older teachers really have to catch up with that. Now, a lot of them are completely caught up and doing wonderful things. As a matter of fact, talking about Yes Academy, there is a program at Central High School in Newark that is by a teacher who's now, I find, a very extraordinary teacher, a good friend of mine, Milagros Harris. And she is doing a program called Social Justice Program. And what that is that she deals with kids who have parents who have been incarcerated and deals with their problems, their psychological problems, their emotional problems, you know, that they're going through when they have to go through, you know, the process of going to see their parents, you know, who are incarcerated. And so, you know, that's a very important program over there at Central High School, and I can't even talk about that enough. And that's an alternative class. So I find that some of the classes are really so up-to-date and so far ahead of what we used to do. That is very, very impressive. And that sounds like that's the kind of thing, Nicole, that's going on over there at Jazz Academy. Am I right?
Yes, and I think just having worked in an alternative ed for a while is that a lot of the techniques and modalities and pedagogy that we use would actually benefit what you call, quote-unquote, regular ed students.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way the material is presented. You
mm-hmm.
maintain the rigor, but it's a lot different than the direct instruction. Read this, answer back, but actually engaging the students so that the students aren't passive learners, but they actually take a part in their learning and then
yes.
apply it.
I would think that would make them a lot more ahead of some
mm-hmm.
of the students, you know, in the regular classrooms. That's what I have found. Because when
right.
they're interactive in something that they love, they're going to learn faster.
Right. But what we do find is that some of the social skills we need to put into place for some of our students. The intentions are great, but to get them to understand the steps that they need to take to refine some of those skills that they already have, to put
yeah.
them into a place and to let them know that different doesn't mean bad. Different just means different. And
different,
let's face
right.
it, Congressman Donald Payne was different. Einstein was different.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey's different. So difference can be celebrated, but it's about being able to channel that and being able to support them through that, because being different can be scary sometimes, you know, and
mm-hmm.
being so really actually letting them know that despite what you've been through and despite the
mm-hmm.
challenges that you face, that is actually a testament to your strength and your perseveration. So let's move forward with that, and let's celebrate that and use that to propel us forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Nicole, I have to tell people, too, that you're an educator, and your sister, Wanda Payne, is also an educator. Your father is Congressman Donald Payne, and you all are continuing his work in education because he was an extraordinary teacher. So
mm-hmm.
I like that you all are continuing in education. As a matter of fact, he used to have to drop me off at school every single morning in Passaic when we were teaching. But I really am getting good feelings about the academy. I'm looking over some other stuff that I wanted to talk to you about. What's new? What's going to be coming up with the Yes Academy? Is there anything else that you're going to be working on? And how far are you going to be dealing with the story of Trayvon? Are you going to be following that, you know, tracking that, or what?
We're still following it. The great thing about newspapers and education is the kids are able to log on at home, and so
yeah.
there's just an ongoing assignment in the English classes that they're logging on every night and checking the newspaper and being prepared to discuss just, you know, really quickly every day in class. The kids are developing the next concept for the next video that we are hoping to be shooting in the next day or so. And they've really taken the idea of just video production to a whole new level, beyond just saying, you know, here's an idea, let's get the cameras out and shoot. We're going to be storyboarding it and doing, you know, going through the actual process and making it as technical as possible so that hopefully we can ratchet up the professionalism of what we do in the next project, even beyond what we were able to do the first time out of the box. And then we're, of course, looking, you know, there's different things going on all around the area. There's rallies and there's protests and things like that. And so the kids are very excited just to keep track of what's going on. And we're always looking for new ways that we can participate and just be socially involved in what's happening.
Are they going to be shooting some footage?
Yes, we are going to be shooting footage in the next several days.
Oh, that's terrific. Also, I want you to know that you are on Blog Talk Radio, but the production studio, our production studio is BW Moving Images, and we are located on First Street in Jersey City. And you will be invited, I'm quite sure, by Ty Washington and Ayanna Jones and Shauna Washington and the other Ties and Ds, my friends there at BW Moving Images Studio, who makes all of this possible. So you can do a show yourself, and as you're doing, and share with us. And I'm quite sure maybe Ty Washington would, you know, really like it if you, or really would invite you guys to come over to the studio sometime and see what they have, because there's so much to offer. There is the GoPro Radio Network, that's the BW Moving Images that they are, and Black Wax Records. Black Wax Music. I'm getting myself all mixed up here because I'm looking at a dozen things at the same time. But if you go on YouTube and go to BW Moving Images, you will see a lot of different videos. And I think you'll be very satisfied with what you see because it's hot topics, you know, moving stuff, stuff that's current and stuff that really is going to keep you excited, especially the younger kids, I would say. But listen, what else can you tell us about the Academy or what else do you want us to know about?
And that's the one thing that I'm so glad to hear you say. We're really trying to plug them back into the community. Not only, you know, that's the other part, is to make them or to have them have social and political capital. You know, my vision is that education is what is revolutionary within its concept and the way that we move the students. So from the grassroots up, once the students are educated, you know, they're equipped to deal with the world. And I do believe in our urban epicenters, and that's where I'm from. I grew up in Irvington, that we will be able to move our communities forward and using education as one of the pillars in our community to make that happen. We often have students that show up at our door that says, hey, my friend so-and-so goes here. And he said, hey, man, you need to go to school. Come down to Young Academy. You'll be able to get in. And that is what I'm so proud and appreciative of, is that we're planting the seeds, and that's exactly what's supposed to happen. The students are now telling their other friends and their other community members, hey, you need to get your education. You need to get off this block. You need to come back. And they'll welcome you back, and they'll give you the respect and the education that you deserve. We're looking to make more partnerships within the community to expose students to internships. So by us coming out to Jersey City, the digital media students who are in that class and getting a taste of what it's like in the real world, and making partnerships with different agencies so that our students can have internship experiences, you know, in the next coming year. Also having more people come in to speak with them to let them know that you're not forgotten. We're here to work with you, we're here to support you, and to tell their own personal story about how they made it through, whether their story is similar or not, but to let them know that you can make it and you can do something. Because I often tell my students, the high school diploma, in a sense, is not, you're not finished with anything. You're actually beginning your adulthood. You're actually beginning what is your mark going to be in life. And speaking of Joe Clark said to me once, Nicole, what is your raison d'etre? What is your reason to be? And that's what I really want the students to understand. What is your reason to be? It's not a happenstance. It's not a fluke that you are here. You're here because God put you here. So now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to impact not only your life, but your surrounding community? Because we're all responsible for one another, like Trayvon Martin. We're all responsible.
That's right. And you know one thing, there's nothing like, you know, because the students are really sitting on a gold mine right now because of the fact that they have a principal like you, they have a teacher like Chad, and the other teacher, I forget his name, is it Alan Danson? The other teacher? Okay.
Yes,
the
students, and he's actually in class, and that's why he couldn't meet us. He's actually in class, continuing his own learning, you know.
Yeah, but one thing, it's so great when you see the kids with a passion. All of a sudden, they get it. And regardless as to the field of study that they want or what they're doing, they get it. And they have a passion and a motivation that just takes them to, it can take them anywhere. And when they have that kind of passion with doing something that they want to do, I said, that's absolutely great. You see some of your most creative work. I have seen some of my most creative work with my students as soon as they just get onto exactly what they want to do, providing they can identify it. And after a while, they will identify it. So I'm very glad you guys exist, and I hope you're going to be coming out again. But hold on. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving out the number, everyone, for you to call in just in case you want to talk to Nicole Payne there at Yes Academy or to Chad. Chad, what is your last name? Montague, is it?
It's Montague.
Montague, okay. I'm reading it, but I wanted to pronounce it correctly. The number for everyone to call is 323-679-0906, everyone. Once again, that number is 323-679-0906. And I'm going to give it one more time, and I'll give it a number of times, as a matter of fact. 323-679-0906. And everybody, I think you probably recognize that I am here alone. My team, I don't know what happened to my team. They sort of fell apart. I'm broadcasting. Eric is out in California. He's doing something with his movie. Lisa is producing something in New York. Gina is producing something somewhere else. Let's see, who else? Let me see. Well, anyway, we have quite a few people here working on the show here on the got a closer look with them. Gus Henningberg and Kay Thompson with Kay Thompson and Gus Henningberg. I don't know if you've ever watched any of Gus's shows on NBC called Pause Black. Did you ever, do you remember seeing those, Nicole? Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Do you remember ever seeing any of Gus's shows on NBC, Positively Black?
Yes, yes, I do. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
I remember those as well.
Yeah. Well, we have a file, books and tapes of a few thousand interviews and, you know, discussions that we have both done, you know, in our radio and television days. And so some of the people that, you know, we have talked to, Dr. Yosef Ben-Yekinen, I don't know if you know that name, African-American scholar. He tells us about the evolution of man. Dr. Yosef Ben-Yekinen, Dr. John Henry Clark, James Baldwin, Adam Clayton Powell, and General Davis, first general in the United States general. Let me see. I'm looking at a whole library. Bayard Rustin, who was the person who was really in the planning of the March on Washington, books on Martin Luther King. So many things in African-American history that we may not know about. So those are the kinds of things that we're bringing to the audience. Also, when we talk about different things on the radio, there's so many different cases and so many different things that we have dealt with over the years, not only things that are educational and, you know, really very positive and whatnot, but there's a lot of negative, and I don't believe in not talking about the negative because it can be some, the negative things can have a solution. For instance, this movement that's starting right now has been taking off like wildfire, around the country. And I'm so glad to see it because it's about time. There have been so many different instances of young kids being stopped for nothing. You know, just because they're walking while black or Latino. What is going on? And we seem to be going backwards. And if it's going to take a firestorm, you know, of a movement that's sweeping across the country, it should happen. Because I remember these names. I remember Amadou Diallo. I remember Sean Bell. I remember Abner Louima. I remember, you know, Mary Cross. I remember Eleanor Bumpus. So many names. Yusuf Hawkins, Crown Heights, you name it. We all lived through this, those of us who were, you know, on radio and television early on. And we're not going to let people forget it. So also I've been looking at the Minister Louis Farrakhan's column. If you go on YouTube, you will see, you know, his he's doing a speech on, let's see, speaks on the, he speaks on Trevon, the, let me see, let me get the right name, about the race, oh, a heated discussion and rhetoric against President Obama that he has found among our elected officials, which is so unfortunate. I'm going to be talking about that in a minute. But anyway, I want to thank you two for coming on. Will you come on again?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
And next time I'm not going to talk so much and you can talk more. How's that?
And we just wanted to share with your listeners that they want to support the video. They can find it on YouTube. The video is called I'm Not Suspicious. And they can find it on YouTube. And we're just asking folks to like the video on YouTube, to comment on it, give us some feedback, give the kids some feedback, and, of course, to share it on Facebook and Twitter as we just try to continue to build the momentum, because our primary objective with the video is just to make sure that we do our small part to keep this case in the media so that it doesn't just fade away and we make sure that we get justice for Trayvon Martin and his family.
Okay, now, Chad, before you and before you go, Nicole, I want people to get out their pencils because we're going to go over this again so you can get the proper information now. Always when you're listening to the Kay and Gus show, as we take a closer look on different issues in the context of race, we always like you to get out your pens and papers and just in case you have some information that you need that we're giving out and you can write down. Also, as we always do, we'll be giving out a lot of information about scholarships and about, you know, different funding that you can get or that the students can get regarding, you know, higher education. So, Chad, can you give that out again? Now, you know, in developing videos, you know, you always give your number out at least about two or three times, and you have to
give
it slowly so people can catch it. And give them all kinds of information they're going to need. So it's yours.
Sure. The video is entitled I'm Not Suspicious. That's I'm Not Suspicious.
I'm Not Suspicious? Suspicious.
Exactly. I'm Not Suspicious. and okay. they can find it on YouTube. And they need to just do three things for us when you find the video. One is to click the like button, to like it for us on YouTube, to build our like content, to put a comment there, give the kids some feedback, so just take a minute or two and give us a comment, whatever the feedback might be. And then, of course, finally, to click the share button on YouTube and to share it either on your Facebook pages, or if you have Twitter, you can share it on Twitter. Or if you're like me and you have multiple Facebook pages and multiple Twitter accounts, you can share it everywhere. So we want to, again, just to get the word out, again, by looking at the video, I'm Not Suspicious, by clicking the like button, by clicking the share button, and getting as many people exposed to what's happening as possible, because, as I'm sure you know, there's still a lot of people out there who are not aware of this case, who don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
And so, we're just trying to do our part.
Yeah, and I'm going to give out that information again to get in touch with the Yes Academy, by the way. Give that information out, Nicole, if you will. There may be some students who are interested in, you know, finding out about Yes Academy. So how do they go about doing that?
Well, Yes Academy is located at 45 Smith Street in Paterson, New Jersey. Our contact number is 973-321-0570.
Want to give that again?
45 Smith Street. That's 973-321-0570.
And the address? Go ahead.
The address is 45 Smith Street in Paterson, New Jersey.
And so they can Google that, or they can find out, you know, what the phone number is to contact you. Well, you gave out the phone number, 973, everyone, 321-0570. Once again, for Yes Academy, 973-321-0570. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right, 45 Smith Street, everyone, in Paterson, New Jersey. And the zip code
mm-hmm.
there is? The zip is?
07502.
07502. Once again, the number of Yes Academy, 973-321-0570. Listen, thank you both for coming on. Please keep us posted, and I'm quite sure that you'll be hearing from Ty Washington or Shauna or Ayana about coming down to the BW Moving Images studio. You are going to be so pleased with the
yes,
kind of
you
work
are.
They're
Kay,
doing
Kay.
There. Yeah.
Hello, Kay, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you
I
hear
can.
Me? This is Gina. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kay. This is Gina Payne
Hi,
Scott,
Gina.
And I'm just
hey,
calling
Gina.
It. Hi, Nicole. How are you? I missed the
I'm
first part of the show. I was trying to get through to you, but, Nicole, I know that you're doing fabulous work over there at Yes Academy. I heard lots of people talk about the great work that you do, and, of course, I had the opportunity to see a video that you made years ago for the Essex County, I forget the name of it, but a video you made for the alternative schools there. So I am very familiar with your work. I heard about this new video that your students have done about this Trayvar. Right. So I encourage everybody also really to get in touch with you, look at that video, and get involved. And, Nicole, I really applaud you for getting involved with that and getting your students involved. When I was involved with the alternative schools also, I know that they get a bad rap because they had to get out of the mainstream schools, and the work that you are doing really needs to be highlighted, because you are showing that everybody has, you know, some gifts to be given, and they just need an opportunity and the right programs. So I applaud you again, Nicole, really, for doing the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Gina. I appreciate it. And that's what it's about, you know, letting students know that, you know, there's always an opportunity. There's always something to do, but the best thing to do is to do something and not sit there and become apathetic.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lot of those kids do become apathetic, but when they see that there is someone that cares about them and that will give them some opportunities, a lot of those kids have skills that in mainstreaming school they would otherwise, because they learn differently or because of whatever their challenges are at home, they might not do well in a traditional setting. So therefore, mm-hmm. these so-called, I don't know if you still call them alternative schools, but I don't know if that's a bad label or a good label nowadays, I don't know, but the fact that there are still opportunities for these kids to show that they do have talents, they do have worth. And, you know, a lot of the things that you're bringing to them with your school, like I said, I've heard a lot about it, and, you know, just keep doing the work that you're doing, and people really need to know that there's no such thing as a throwaway child. There's always an opportunity. Yeah, there's always an opportunity. Everybody has gifts, and we just have to bring them out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And one of the things that we love about our school, and one of the things that's great about Nicole and I having the opportunity to speak with you, Kay, and the attention that the video is getting, is that it gives us an opportunity to share really with the entire world what we have found with our students over the past year and a half. Is that, you know, we actually have some really amazing kids at our school, kids who are excelling academically.
I'm anxious to talk to some of them.
I'm anxious to talk to them as well. It really is an impressive group of kids, and I think that, you know, Patterson, the state of New Jersey, the country, even the world would be surprised to find that kids who are, as you said, at an alternative academy, which, you know, does come with some baggage just because of what that name has come to mean in education.
It's progressive. It's not an alternative. It's progressive. They are way ahead of themselves. Okay, uh-huh. It's progressive. But listen, Nicole and Chad, now, in order to get in touch with you again, Nicole, at the YES Academy, 973, everyone, 321-0570, 973-321-0570, and they're at 45 Smith Street in Patterson, New Jersey. Nicole Payne is the principal. And before they go, Jean, I want you to stay on because there are other things I want to discuss with you.
Before you go, though, you have another caller that's holding on and wants to speak to Nicole and her guest. So I don't know how you can get them, push whatever button you need to push, but there's somebody holding for you.
Okay, maybe somebody in the studio can get them on
also. Yeah, Shauna, if you can get them on, because Shauna just told me that in my ear that there's another caller. I don't know if we've lost them or what, but they've been holding for a little while, and they just wanted to give their encouragement also. So if we can get them, great. If not, then, you know, we'll move on.
Okay, then Nicole and Chad, we'll have to talk to you again. Please keep listening in just in case this person has some information or a question, and then we'll try to give them some information, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Now, we are hoping to get that other caller in, Gina, and we're telling people that they can call 323-679-0906. Once again, that's 323-679-0906. And if we have another caller on the line, maybe they can get through right away. Is there another caller on the line? Gina, are you still there?
I'm still here. Shauna just told me in my ear that there was another caller, so I don't know if they're still there or not. I don't have Shauna anymore. But the conversation, I know, was very fruitful, so I'm glad you had Nicole Payne on, you know, the principal over there, because, again, when I was doing some work, I saw a video that Nicole made about the work that these schools are doing for these kids who could not be, for whatever reason, deemed in the mainstreaming school. And they were just so happy to see that there were people who were interested in them, gave them an opportunity to show what they could do. And you have to remember, people learn differently. People, you know, learn, you know, everyone doesn't learn. There's not one method teaching. And I remember when you and I were down at the New Jersey Teachers Conference in Atlantic City, for the conference, there were a lot of providers who provided services to schools who had kids who were mainstreamed but who had to be taken out of the mainstream schools, but they provided them with so many opportunities, and the kids were thriving. Remember, they were making videos. A lot of them had talents. They wanted to be in the music industry. They wanted to be in engineering. You know, they were very good in math and science. Remember the robotics?
Oh my God, that was fantastic. And they were from Newark, winning all those prizes.
Yes, and they won a lot of awards. And so, you know, again, I really like to remind people, there are no throwaway students, and you can't write someone off at that young age. If you think about how...
Okay, let me get this number out again, Gina, before we go on. 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906 for you to call in to get involved with this conversation. Boy, it's going fast. And so, Gina, what else did I want to talk to you about? Did you happen to Have you been getting any feedback about, you know, Trayvon? I don't know why I keep mispronouncing his name, but Trayvon, the young man. Have you heard anything up to date or what? What is it?
I have two people on the phone. Shauna, we are on, Shauna can't hear us. We are on, and we're looking for that other caller. So if the caller. Okay. Okay, Shauna's saying yes. We are still on. So we're Shauna. You can't hear us. Okay, but we are still on because people are hearing us. So,
oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
So, it's just your end, Shauna. But we're going to keep talking until you tell us differently, Shauna.
Now, see, this is a three-way.
Okay, 8:55.
We're
going to start closing
Shauna
off.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, Shauna. Bye bye. Okay, I'm sorry about that. You know, audience, you know, this it's a technical thing, but we want to keep everybody on the air. And Shauna's in the studio. She can't hear us, but she knows that we're still on, and we know we're still on because people are responding. So you were about to say something about giving the phone number out again. You wanted to give that out again?
Yeah, for the call-ins, 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. My name is Kate Thompson Payne, and Gus Henningberg is my partner, and he is listening in, and if not, we'll be calling him later on tonight anyway. He is recouping. So we're hopeful that everything is going to be okay because we have valuable information that we like to give out. Some of it is some from the vault. We're talking to various authors. As a matter of fact, and I got a call from Toni Johnson. She has some interesting information about vitamin D. And her book is youthful. I forget the name of the book. She's going to have a fit, but we have to have her on again. And then
yes,
Marcia Adebayo. She is was a whistleblower about the poisonous gases from a mine that, you know, some people in Africa and possibly here in the United States, I think they're probably going to be doing some mining in the United States that's very dangerous for people to be working in. She's a whistleblower involved with the Environmental Protection Agency. And
she's
black about that. And she has a brand new book. We talked to her some time ago. So there's a whole lot of people that we do have to get on. And then, you know, I was telling the people about on YouTube, Farrakhan speaks on hate-filled rhetoric against President Obama. Wow, you know, he was saying things that he says that never has there been a president that was called so many vicious names.
Yeah.
And he says that Newt Gingrich, you know, to me, he's dangerous. He's saying Obama's policy is a serious threat to our way of life. This is Newt Gingrich from a Newt Gingrich
that's unfortunate.
He compared Obama, I think this is right, to Nazi Germany or something like that.
Oh, my
Harry
goodness.
Harry Reid described Obama as a light-skinned man with a Negro dialect unless something or other. And then Eric Cantor, ingratiate countries with. Oh, he says that Obama's efforts to ingratiate our country with Arab world disputes jeopardizing. Let's see, he's jeopardizing our national security. And there's another. So many of these elected officials are saying really vicious things.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because it's true. You've never heard anyone talk about any president like that. And
that's
just
right.
Because we have a well-spoken, well-educated black man, all of the sudden there's this question about his motive. And it's ugly and it's unfortunate and it's setting us back, you know, 20, 30 years, and it's unfortunate.
What it's doing is it's making for a very dangerous situation because this movement is not going anywhere. For instance, this other elected official said something about called Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Yo Mama, and included a photo of the Grinch with her. And then he also threatened and wished death on Obama's of children and wife. He said, may no one extend kindness to him or take pity on these fatherless children. And then there are people who said, there's another person who said that our first lady has a big butt. Well, that must be wishful thinking for that person.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's just some hateful rhetoric.
Another person put a monkey on a picture of Obama's. Now, these are elected officials, by the way.
Yeah,
the
part that's scary.
And I have all the names, and this was given out on, you know, Farrakhan's YouTube, where it says on YouTube, Farrakhan speaks on hate-filled rhetoric against President Obama and his family. Mm-hmm. So this is just absolutely ridiculous,
maybe,
some of these things that they say.
Yeah,
and then
I wonder why
people are angry.
Yeah, they wonder why people are angry, but you know what? I think that if we pay attention to the Rush Limbaughs and those type of people, it gives them a platform that we should probably just ignore. Because you know what? President Obama got elected with a resounding victory. So I like to think like Anne Frank back during the Holocaust times, that there are more good people than bad. So unfortunately, you are going to have those hate mongers and those people who are demented, who, you know, will have these crazy, hateful, racist rhetoric going on. But if we could just, you know, sort of erase them and ignore them and not even give them the platform and focus on the good, you know, then hopefully they'll go away, or you know, because really, if you want to talk about what looks crazy, not to be partisan, but the Republican Party looks kind of crazy right now. They're looking like a bunch of crazy people. It's like, is this America? And they're running for president. They're running to be the most powerful people in the free world. I mean, do you remember the lady who had to come out and declare, "I am not a witch"? I mean, was I watching Saturday Night Live? I mean, these were real people. And then the lady, Sarah Bachman, who wants to pray away the gay. How do you, you know, so really, I am the type of person, I'd really rather not even give credence.
They do present a comedy show at times.
It is. It really is. And it makes you wonder, are they serious? Or they're just trying to take people off of, you know, the real issues, you know, get people talking about, you know, but let you focus on the good. This Obama health care is a good thing. It may need to be tweaked and, you know, refined like any other legislation, but it's a good thing. How is it not a good thing to have, you know,
and you know, there's
medicines available to seniors and people who can't afford it? How is that a bad thing? I don't.
There's another thing I want to mention too. You know, now they are having job fairs for veterans. Thank goodness.
They are
having job fairs for veterans, for when the guys come back from and the ladies come back from the service. You know, they can go to different fairs and whatnot and call different agencies, and we're going to get a list of those agencies to get and apply for jobs and to get services that they need. Because thank goodness for Michelle Obama, she's the one who was really specializing, you know, and I won't say specializing, but emphasizing.
But she was championing,
you know, the
that
people
course.
In the military, right, and actually going there to see the, you know, the veterans and the injuries that they're going through and what their families are going through. And I couldn't believe, you know, that even a long time ago when they were just about being ignored. They weren't just about being ignored. They were being ignored.
Yeah.
And how in the world can we possibly do that? And then
giving service.
Yeah, and I hate to keep going back to, you know, calling out, you know, the police departments. But see, I, you know, I'm of the age that when I started at, you know, WLIB, as you know, Gina, because the police departments, some members of the police departments, different police departments, they practiced brutality. It was vicious. It was cruelty. It was, you know, it was just unbearable even to read about. And it's very hard to get that anger out from going through that with so many people when they used to call about it. For instance, when I was on WLIB, remember Police Report that I have created? And that was with Dr. Ali Al-Rahman. And he got a group of police persons together who were called the Guardians. And what they did was to, you know, deal with the problems of the community, of people who had dealings with the police department and had nowhere else to go.
Right.
So they were they're a group of policemen who were very, you know, community-oriented. And I know that Eric Adams is now still involved, and I think other people all have to get up on it. But, you know, they came in, and they were dealing with these different problems. I had to find out where people could go to get the information from that would help them deal with
that. Was
with
very brave of them because they were in the police force. So, you it's almost pitting the black against the white, but they had to stand up for what was correct.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Can't have their own community being beat down by this blue, you know, the blue wall of whatever
of
they
silence.
Call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the blue wall of silence.
I have to mention Reverend Dr. Daughtry, Herb Daughtry, at the House of the Lord Church. He's in Jersey City. He has that memorial wall that I always talk about, about the number of killings that were done, you know, by hands of some members of the police department over the years. Mm-hmm. So, and inside his church. So, you know, that was really something that I will never forget also.
Okay, you have 1 minute to wind down according to Shauna, so you might want to give your last
phone
numbers.
I have been going on like I don't know what, but for Ace Academy, I'm sorry, not Ace Academy, for Yes Academy,
yes.
That number for people to call is 973-321-0570. It's 973-321-0570. And want to thank everybody for listening, and please listen again and join us, because we are going to be having, we're getting together our website, dealing with our interviews and, you know, stories that we've been covering for the past, over the past 25, 20 years.
And they are good.
Yeah. Gina, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you for another fantastic show. You know I'm your biggest fan, and you've done so much great for the community. When I was at the Apollo Theater, I mentioned your name, and the place went wild. The place went wild. They remember Kay Thompson because you brought issues of the community that no one else was talking about. So, yes, I'm your daughter, but I'm your biggest fan because I saw it for myself. So, everybody, listen in next Wednesday, and it was nice being on with you.
And we're going to be in studio next week also. And thanks to Ty, thanks to Shauna, thanks to Ayanna. And by the way, everyone, listen to the Ayanna show. What is it? This is, or I am Ayanna. Okay, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I call Ayanna me.
Anyway, it'll be on the website.
Everyone. Right. Thank you for listening. I'm Kay Thompson with Gus Henningberg and with Gina Payne Scott.